This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
And 53106 at a cost of 30 cents if you want to text the show, or 087 1400 106 on WhatsApp. And they're the numbers you need if you have any views on whether or not paternity, parental and maternity leaves are sufficient, because the National Women's Council says that they're not. They're calling for both maternity and paternity benefits to be linked directly to income and expanded to cover at least the first year of a child's life. And they're going to be protesting outside Leinster House later today. Donald Swan is with us. He's Women's Economic Equality Coordinator with the National Women's Council. Donald, specifically, what are you looking for?
Hey, good morning, Anton, and thanks for having me. We're basically raising the fact that Ireland is the only EU country, and when I say only, I mean only, that doesn't link maternity leave, paternity leave, and the other kind of forms of family leave, that doesn't link the amount that someone gets when they're on maternity leave or paternity leave to their income. So it's not really an income replacement. It's all paid at a flat rate of €299 a week, which is about half the rate of a national minimum wage for a 40-hour week. So it's a really, really low level, which isn't really an income replacement for anyone who's just taken time off to
care for. But that would mean the proposal would end up in a situation where the rich get paid more to take maternity or paternity leave than the poor.
Well, to be honest with you, like, this is one of these things where the social protection system has a lot of different parts to it. This is what we think is really important about maternity and paternity leave, is that it's an income replacement. It's so that people don't have an income cliff when they're taking time out to care for a newborn child, so they don't go from having one financial position to another. There are lots of other aspects of the social protection system which are redistributive, and that's really important, and we have lots of calls on those too. But like every different form of support has a different function, and the one that should be the case for maternity and paternity leave is to provide that income replacement.
Will that not be a bitter pill for people? I mean, let's say you earn 120 and I earn 30. You're going to get four times the payment for your paternity leave that I'll get.
Well, there'll have to be a limit. And I think it's really important that there is a limit. But the other thing, to be honest with you, to flag, is that as it currently stands, lots of people do get more because of employer top-ups. But who gets employer top-ups is also really, really poorly distributed throughout. And actually, like, I think I was looking at the ESRI, I've done some work on this. I think in the kind of accommodation hospitality sector, which again is predominantly low paid, there's an awful lot of women and working in that sector, about 80% have no employer top-ups at all.
And the employer top-up is entirely in the gift of the employer. It's employer largesse. There's no requirement.
It's down to the contract. And there is a really strong role for employers here. Employers have to step up. But what we're really calling for is the state, I suppose, to provide that floor so no one's below a particular floor.
What about the issue with men not taking their leaves, which contributes significantly to the gender pay gap, because it means that women spend less time in the workforce than men do? Even within the current system, there's a huge disparity. Is that to do with the money or is that to do with culture?
It's a bit of both, to be honest with you. Like, there is definitely a cultural shift that needs to happen. You know, women still do about twice the unpaid care work that men do across the board. And men really need to step up. That's the simple answer there. But the particularly low take-up of paternity leave, so I think it's about 50% or so, which is really, really low. It's only 2 weeks, and yet only half of men are taking it up. Like, that the income replacement element is a big part of that. And having that extra bit of support would encourage more men to actually take it up.
Text to say, if we as a society believe in equality, then both parents should have the same leave at the birth of their child. It could be transferable between them and it would allow them to work what breakdown suits their family dynamic best. It may also help negate the gender pay gap and some employers' issue with maternity leave, as now male employees may have similar career breaks. Although, would that solve the problem that you're pointing to, that you could still have a situation where it would skew to women by virtue of a cultural norm?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's lots of different dynamics at play. And excuse me, we really need to take those cultural elements and tackle them. But at the same time, there is the state support. For example, some of the other countries, you know, the likes of Sweden, the likes of Portugal, have kind of more gender neutral approaches where leave can be shared. But they also have, Portugal has a great one, I think, which is a sharing bonus. Whereas if you do actually share it between the two parents, you get an extra bit of leave. So that's a nice little incentive.
Have you figured out how much all of this would cost if you shifted it to a basis where the payment is based on your earnings rather than based on a social welfare norm? What's the net amount the Exchequer would have to cough up?
It would cost. But I think, you know, we look at, so as it currently stands, maternity benefit costs, I think, about 280 million or something. So it's about 1% of the social protection budget. So it's a lot of money, but it's also not an enormous amount of money.
That's what it is now. What would it become?
If you're looking at the rate that's kind of currently being paid now, and if we're talking about like bringing that up to somewhere like the living wage, you are talking about, you know, almost doubling that probably. So it's both a lot of money, but also it's a really, really important support and for people at that stage. And the opportunity cost as well for women in particular who have to take time out of the workforce and its impacts for career is worth investing in.
Donald, thank you very much. That is Donald Swan, who is Women's Economic Equality Coordinator with the National Women's Council.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.